ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and thank you for tuning in once again to the show that gives you the most. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Roundtable. I am your host once again, Eddie Wright, checking in, and again with me are the Unusual Suspects, Brother Percy D.
What's up?
And Rob Benson.
What's going on?
Coming off of an awesome 2-for-2. We 2-for-2 on awesome podcast, man. We had a great podcast last week. If you have not tuned in and have not checked that out, please make sure that you do. It was very much so one for the record books. But this week, we'll most definitely continue the streak and go 3-for-3 and make it bigger, better, and even better. Guys, how y'all feel tonight, man? New equipment in the building, new sounds. Everybody,
yeah, man,
everybody,
we really
good?
Appreciate this, yeah, man. I can hear Percy. I can hear great. Myself.
We made some upgrades to our studio situation so that you, the listener, can most definitely enjoy our tones and our awesome voices a lot more and a lot more efficiently and clear. You understand?
We're on the way.
This is what I do and this is what I'm great at. So,
amen.
Check it in, guys. It's been a most definitely awesome week, man. Not a lot of bad things and a shitload to talk about. So we'll just pick up with what's new in town this week.
What just left town?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's amazing you knew exactly what I was getting at.
We're on the 8th episode. We kind of.
Yeah. We kind of got a feeling for each other now. Yeah. For those who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Donald Trump came to town today. And he's probably out of town now. He was in town for a convention. It was his campaign stop here to come in.
He came for the fundraiser first. Yeah, so.
Came for the run fundraiser. What, a ticket, $1,000 a piece?
Mm-hmm.
A rack a piece to go see Donald Trump, to see him talk that shit the way he talks it, and some people love it. I'm not one who loves it, but hey, apparently there are some who love it. Traffic was fucked off, and they say people were lined out of the building early.
Mm. Yeah, that Rankin County crowd.
Yeah.
Huge.
I'm telling you.
What, Jackson, 85% black?
85. Yeah. And I don't think it may have been 3 or 4 of us
in
there.
The whole Coliseum, so it just entire. Let you know it wasn't Jackson who was in there.
Most definitely. It was live streamed, which was entertaining for some time. And the quote that everybody's talking about is what, Rob?
What the hell do you have to lose?
What the hell do you have to lose?
And when we originally started, what did we say? You either want Ebola or you want AIDS. Either way you go.
Now, I will say a broke clock is right twice a day. And
that's true.
We ain't got much to lose now. I was talking to with a friend earlier today, and we was talking about like how many of us can afford to like hire our family, or how many of us can afford to like hire each other, our friends, for great jobs, for good jobs. For,
mm-hmm.
We don't. We can't. And I'm sure we would if we could, but it's not happening enough. But sometimes nothing is better than something. And I think this is going to be one of them times. Well, we're going to keep our little nothing. Instead of this something and stipulations that Donald Trump includes or whatever he want, because I'm sure it won't end well for black folks if America had the flu. I mean, if America had a cold, black folks had the flu, and it's always been like that. But I just don't think that whatever Donald Trump offers you, that little bit of nothing you got now better just than something. You just pass that along. Get it right.
If you've been bad, stay bad.
Yeah. I encourage that thought process also, man.
You don't go to the stay
dark
bad.
Side. Do not go to the dark side. It's not worth it. It is most definitely not worth anybody's time if you're not already there.
You might even want a revolution.
Yeah.
You don't want a revolution with Donald Trump as your president. Let's wait and start a revolution with Hillary. I mean, we might say lie that way. I'm all for a peaceful revolution if it can be one. But you don't want to start a revolution with Donald Trump in the office, because he will hit the red button on his backyard. I couldn't entertain it.
It baffles you, though. I'm going to tell you what baffles me, to watch the white commentators.
Oh, yeah.
something.
You know, look at the other black commentator and be like, I mean, he's offering you an olive branch.
Yeah.
I mean, why won't you take it? I mean, he's actually coming to you, and your community is so devastated, and, right. I mean, y'all eating rocks, and...
It's no different from the Trayvon Martin rhetoric. It's no different from the Alton Sterling rhetoric. When they come around, it's always with stipulations, and the fact that they carry around this willful ignorance,
mm-hmm.
and they throw it in your face. Ignorance that
I had no idea.
Yeah, ignorance that you
I'm shocked.
You know, yeah, thing that you can't go a day without seeing.
Yeah,
in this system,
this is your reality.
As a black person, this is my reality, and you treat it as I'm talking about a damn comic book or something, man. This is fucking real life.
You telling me this happens?
Bullshitting with it,
right?
Oh man, it's terrible, man.
But, yeah, that's what get under my skin, man. I mean,
I don't mean to cut you out, but it's abusive.
It is. I read an article on Facebook talking about. I mean, I'm tired of explaining racism to white people.
You cannot.
I'm tired.
I tell black folks every day. I might, you know, I say things on about race. Very few. I'm trying to get to a point where I don't say as much.
Because, yeah, me too, know, man. Yeah. I mean, the shit is a lost art.
Yeah, it's
and it falls on deaf ears.
It falls on deaf ears, and you know, and it's abusive when you say so many things and like you have proof.
Yeah,
I compared it to if I had a brother. And mom or dad or uncle or any one of the adults was abusing me. And every time I went to my brother and told him, and he would be like, well, I don't see none of that. You know, dad ain't never did nothing to me.
These are separate situations. Yeah. I mean, let's just analyze this situation right here. Let's not group them together.
Yeah, dad a good guy. I get my ass beat to sleep. and you can't say nothing about it, man. And that's what, and this get, you know, that's a form of abuse. That's a form of abuse. A
lot it people, is, man. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
It falls most definitely on the mental side of abuse. But we'll progress a little bit more into that at a later date. One thing I do want to cover next week, I want to do a dude bro episode.
Yeah.
Because the dude bros got a lot of exposure last week, and if you don't understand what I'm talking about, the Olympic swimmer, Ryan Lochte, the dude bro,
yeah.
And if you didn't see the replay of Al Roker,
yeah,
man, you better pull up YouTube now and replay it 1,000 times. This man literally, you could see the frustration in his face as he was speaking to the double standard and someone across from him that he felt like he had a relationship with. Was basically telling him, no, that's not what it is. He just stretched the truth a little bit.
He was embellishing. He's embellishing.
Motherfucker, he lied.
That's why Al kept on saying why he was stirring that cocktail.
Al Roker stirred his drink 15 times. He stirred to keep from putting hands on that man on live television.
Yeah, you and might have actually watched somebody on live television get tired of explaining it.
Right, he got tired explaining it. And you saw it in his face, man. You saw it in his face. And the bad thing about it, you know, and it's I'm gonna make this jump because Ryan Lochte, he has gotten a contract for Dancing with the Stars now.
Wait, what?
Dancing with the Stars. He gonna be on Dancing with.
So he lost all his endorsements and Dancing with the Stars.
Now
them endorsements
ones kicking no big bread now. Right.
$2 million.
Remember that now.
$2 million dollars worth.
Yeah,
so now he would Dance with the Stars, and the guy from I know we're gonna get into this too, eventually. Nat Turner, the movie's probably gonna do better because of what's happened to him too. And
think so?
Yeah,
works both ways.
He's in the news. Yeah, he's in the news, man. Look, ain't no such thing as bad publicity. That's first.
That's true. That's true. It took me a while to believe that. Man.
As long as you're fresh on the mind of
name in your mouth.
Yeah, the name in your mouth. Yeah. It'll work, and that's kind of like what we were talking about last week with that male privilege, man.
Yeah,
and I hate to admit it, but you know that's it right there. And not only that's an intersection because Ryan Lochte is a white male. You know, he gets the male privilege, then he gets the white privilege.
He got that benefit of the doubt from as soon as he got the poo.
What? It was amazing.
As soon as he stepped out the poo, he had that benefit of the doubt, baby.
Gold medalist.
It was amazing, man. And
had it been Draymond Green, though.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah, be over there, man.
Woo, this boy out here embarrassing the universe.
Right.
Yeah, he'd be waiting charges. Perjury or something. He got back here.
Fraud.
Yeah. International perjury.
They be outside the Golden State Warrior headquarters with picket signs.
Try to get statements. Speaking on sports, though, read a very interesting story today. Bosa, the number 3 pick in the NBA draft. NFL draft. I apologize. The NFL draft. Him and the Chargers did not come to an agreement. And the Chargers basically said, okay, fine. You won't play.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill to swallow. But this is all, again, about dollars. Although it's not a couple of dollars, the man just simply wanted all of his sooner than later. And there are reports about the analysis of the past year's number 3 picks, and he had a valid discussion to have, but the team owners were just like, hey, we don't care. We've never done that. We don't value that. Basically saying we don't value you that much to give you your $18 million signing bonus this year.
Well, they always have a problem. Chargers always have a problem with that. You know, they didn't pay LaDainian. They barely paid Phillip Rivers. Quinn Jammer. LaDainian Thompson, Phillip Rivers, all those guys came to camp 20 days late.
But you want this new stadium, but how are you going to get it if you can't put asses in seats?
Well, you got that money, man. It's all about money. And at the end of the day, they franchise got a set amount of money they're going to spend on football. And they got a set amount of money they're going to make.
Right.
And if it don't fit within that, they're going to try to pinch and nip as much as they can to make some more money. And they do that with all their rookies. All of them. Everyone. Yeah,
rookies, I've read a few stories about rookies and how they have no power coming into the league and the NFL, most definitely. And it's pretty rough, man. I couldn't imagine it. You're already not getting a lot of money, but they stretch it out so far, along with insurance clauses. I had no idea that teams have insurance. Like, you get injured, they give you a contract, they insure your contract. Mm-hmm. So if you get hurt, they don't have to pay it. Mm-hmm. Insurance pays it.
Yeah.
Man, it is so many tricks to the game.
And people don't remember, you know, they tried to turn this on Bosa, but Eli, like, hey, I don't want to play for the Chargers.
And everybody was like, oh, okay. Eli did hold out.
Okay, Eli, you know, it's Eli. He don't want to play for the Chargers. He ain't got to play for the Chargers, you know. But the Chargers are notorious for this. Everybody knows they do it. And agents always have a hard time with them. And they don't like paying people money because they run it like a business, you know. They make enough money through the NFL in general, through their contract.
Right.
With the NFL and percentages of what they get of the whole pot, they make enough money to keep that stadium open.
Because they are getting over 25%. Right. That's what they are getting over. Yeah. He wants 85% of his $17 million signing bonus during this calendar year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And San Diego said, we ain't got number 60%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's crazy, man. Like, is it that much of a stretch to just say, hey, he just take it. You need this. You want a new stadium. There's no way to get this stadium other than giving this man this money and y'all having a kick-ass season. Mm. But it's just...
It's principle. Yeah, you know, it's principle with the bid.
Most definitely principle. And he is fair-skinned and he's still being done wrong.
They'll do him right, though.
So when it comes to those type situations, it doesn't matter. You either going to play by the rules or they going to create new ones.
Yeah, man.
It's tough.
I hope he get in there, man. He wasting valuable time. He's going to get much less money.
Yeah, we'll be on third week of preseason.
Yeah, third week.
He's probably going to get much less money, man, if he stayed the next year.
What do you think about, I call it Normangate. They're already beefing up the Josh Norman OBJ sequence. It's going down twice this year.
They need a villain.
Then they need a villain.
I enjoy it, though, because it's been a while since the NFL has had a true villain.
But
I
mean,
like what Josh is doing.
He's not a villain, but they vilifying.
Right.
I mean, they actually turn him into this character. I mean,
right.
They piecemealing and pulling quotes here and pulling there and pitting it up against a fictional character. it's almost crazy to know what's happening,
yeah.
To watch it and actually know what's going on. And they turned them into this. And my problem with it is, I mean, a year from now, what does it matter for him?
Right.
Something I think he
just get left on the island.
I think something I figure he should know better, but
He should know better because he know in a year or two he'll be left on that island.
He is definitely writing some checks. His pockets probably can cash, but is his play gonna be able to cash?
And
thing about him though, he's his own corner. He's gonna be on one side of the field. They can easily move those guys inside to the nickel or to the other side where a halfway decent corner lives. By the name of Bashaud Breeland, that's who you need to look at. He's probably a better corner than Norman, I try to tell people. But he probably won't even be a man-to-man. 85-90% of the time, he won't be a man-to-man. He'll probably be a man-to-man in 10-yard goal line situation.
Right.
So, I mean, people, if you know football, you know that Josh Norman ain't playing nobody man-to-man. Josh Norman never turns his back to the quarterback. I mean, he never turns his back and has his face toward the wide receiver. He's always playing with an eye on the quarterback because he's waiting on him to throw the ball. He's playing the ball. And that's a different type of corner than Deion. The rules don't even allow for you to play like Deion or Ty Law or one of these great cornerbacks.
Ty Law.
Yeah. Hey. The rules don't even allow you to play like those guys anymore.
Right.
It's a scoring league. So they're gonna pay the guys who get the turnovers. And he gets fumbles, he gets fumble recoveries, he can blitz out the corner, he gets interceptions, he gets pass breakups. Now, is he going to shut down any one of these big-time receivers? If he happened to, that's probably more on the coach than his capability. That's how I feel, knowing the Redskins, that's being my team.
Impressive performance by former Mississippi State player Dak Prescott last week. I was very impressed with his play.
And who did they play?
Who did they play the last
Miami.
Week? Miami, yeah. It was Miami. And he threw for almost 200 yards. But it was good play from him, and it was a little bit of shade from Romo, if you haven't seen the replays. Romo looked a little concerned. And they say the rumblings are in Jerry's land. Jerry likes what he sees, and hey, I think Romo's got one more I'm hurting. That's it for him, man.
I hope Romo play 10 more years.
No way. You're going to be able to do spoke, Romo
spoken
hair.
Like an NFC East fan.
Yeah, I hope Romo play 10
spoken
more
like an
years.
NFC East fan.
Please make it the whole year, Romo.
Romo will be out in 3 years, man. I promise you. He can't take it. But what's behind him waiting is, I think, going to be the next premier quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, they say that about all Dallas quarterbacks. I mean, but I like that. You know, I hope the best for Dak. You know, I hope he does well, just not against the Redskins. You know, you can win a Super Bowl, just don't beat us.
We
know.
Don't come through here.
Right.
Don't come through here with it.
Yeah, so I just hope we don't, you know, because I just witnessed the debacle that has been RG3 for the last 4 years.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I don't like to
watch them raise these guys up so fast to the point where they can tear them down even faster.
Yeah, you can't hold up for them.
Right,
it's the media machine, though.
Yeah,
it's the media machine, that do that. And they don't go in to save them or hold them up.
Mm-hmm. They need a villain.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
they
go
need
in
a hero.
To save them or hold them up.
They need a gunslinger.
If you get famous,
who would be the gunslinger now? We haven't had a gunslinger.
You still got Phillip Rivers. I mean, they call Phillip Rivers a gunslinger.
I think the gunslinger really James Winston. They just don't release him.
They won't.
They're not gonna let him.
His color ain't gonna get him gunslinger.
Not right now.
He can throw that ball. He probably one of the most.
But I'm gonna tell you what I do see on the horizon with Jameis, with Cam, with, I'll say, RG3 with Dak. With the new guy from Clemson get ready to come out next year, it's going to be a lot of quote unquote pocket passers in the urban demographic that are going to be throwing the ball very good. And I'm waiting to see what the taglines are going to be to describe them now. I mean, then, because it's changed.
It'll be brand new.
A lot of these guys are changing the way they play. Jameis is a pure pocket guy. And they refuse to give him a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. Cam is turning into it. He still runs because he has the legs. But the gentleman at Clemson, he's most definitely a pocket passer. He's pure. He reads it. He throws it. And he'll run it if he got to. But there was an article in ESPN about him saying that people call him about what we would say about how people say he's athletic. He's a run-first quarterback. You know, and
give,
that's not really.
Give it 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give it 5 years.
Give it 5 years.
All over the turn. Because Tom Brady been sat down.
Yeah.
True.
Who the great white hopes they still got left?
Aaron Rodgers.
They got Andrew Luck now. That's
they got what? Look, Luck gonna be there for a minute. But Andrew Luck, they saviors though.
Yeah.
Peyton gone.
They still got Eli.
They still they never rely on
Eli. Eli
hit a minute. He won every 4 years.
Eli need to go back drinking.
Yeah,
Eli still drinking.
Eli like he's not really. He like a pupwood homer or something. What old boy name? What kind? Mama work at a pupwood yard. Yeah, go get him.
You know that boy.
You know how you do him.
Yeah, you got way standing on the fence.
Yeah, that's Eli. Eli ain't the one.
Man, they ain't gonna have nothing left. I mean, it's gonna be what the NBA turned into. Remember the NBA 15 years ago? It was some white guy who could ball.
Hey, man, we run it.
Well, a guy like Von Miller, though, that's what you're gonna have to move.
Tell me last time you seen a white guy on the USA basketball team.
We run it.
Christian Leighton in 96?
We run it.
Yeah, it's been
and I love it.
That's it.
Definitely.
White boys used to have a place in the NBA. They make it power forward.
Yeah, center, point guard, like maybe.
Every once in a while. You get
shooter. You know,
I'm still waiting on a white cornerback. I want
white cornerback. You've been waiting on him.
You're going to get a white running back before you get a white cornerback.
Ed McCaffrey's son for Stanford. He's going to be a white.
Dude, he is awesome.
But I want a white cornerback.
Hey, when you get that white cornerback, man, they're going to hype him up. You talking about the media machine?
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait.
They're going to put a machine behind this.
You're not gonna have to hype him up because he's gonna have to have a Ric Flair persona.
He's gonna have to have it. He's gonna be Deion Sanders.
If he do that together, Ric Flair and Deion together. Oh my God. Oh man, I would love it.
Oh, man.
Because there's guys like that out there that could do it, and you'll be surprised who talking about a playing corner. It's not black coaches.
You know what? That's a very good thought process.
You'll be surprised who's talking about a playing corner.
That's a very good thought process. What you're also seeing is a lot of black QBs switching to wide receiver, too. I've seen several here in the past several years. They're making the switch. It's like, hey, I see what's going on in the league. I'm just going to make the switch now.
Because it's a position that
not a lot of longevity.
Yeah. I mean, and then the guys who it's very few people in the world who can play cornerback.
Yeah,
very few people in the world. It's not something that you can teach. Some you can be the fastest, best athlete in the world, and you still won't be a cornerback.
You make it sound like the golden position, man.
Hey, it is. It is because you got to go out here and you know it's like baseball in the sense that you gonna get beat. I mean, you gonna
The pitcher. Yeah,
yeah. You gonna strike out. And you're going to strike out more times than you actually like get an interception or get a pass.
You got to shake it off.
And you got to shake it off. You got to come right back. You got to come right back.
Stuff, man. Sports is most definitely going to be a great thing this year. Football is back, finally.
Yeah.
And it is on and popping. Florida State Ole Miss coming up. It's going to be some heavyweight games, man.
You going to Vegas, man?
Nah, I'm going to sit still. I'm going to see if I can catch this boy from Clinton.
Hey, man. Hey. Shouts out to Cam Akers of Clinton High School for doing the damn thing.
I have been watching Cam for a very long time, ever since he was a player at the Redskins in the Little League.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just know it. And the good thing.
It's like you see it and you know it.
And the good thing about him, Cam is not only. Is he like the most athletic? The guy's a specimen. But Cam work harder than anybody I have ever seen. It ain't no game with him. And he's one of the best kids you ever see. He work harder than everybody. And he don't have to. He's that talented where he can take time out. But he don't.
What if at the end of the year he has his lineup? And out of his back pocket, he pulls out a blue and white JSU hat.
Yeah, that would be great.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, very highly unlikely. But I'm just saying, what if one of these five-star guys decided to stay home and put on for us, man? It would be a beautiful thing. I would most definitely go to every game simply because they chose to stay. We need more of it.
Maybe in the future.
We need more of it.
Maybe if we get this dome stadium and kids coming.
God.
Maybe if we get it, you know, they'll do it.
Well, they play Ridgeland.
That's it. But when I grew up, Jackson State was that was some of the best football.
That's where you went.
That's where you wanted to see. And man, I wasn't thinking about no Mississippi State, no Ole Miss back then. Man, I was thinking about Jackson State. That's fast,
right?
That's that social media culture.
Man. And,
making a big deal about
just imagine all them cats back then if they had had a Twitter account and YouTube account to show their highlights and put packages together.
Oh man!
What I'm thinking about, Cam play Ridgeland this week.
And Friday.
He play Ridgeland Friday. Hey, listen, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. That was just the regular week at the office against South Carolina. That was just a warm up. This he can do more than that. I believe it. I've seen it.
Where is he going, though? Where do you think he's going to end up? He's most definitely not going to Alabama. But where do you think he's going to end up? Better yet, why do you think he didn't go to Alabama?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. You know what?
Because Nick Saban was going to turn him into a wide receiver, and he didn't want it.
They don't tell him, man. But wherever he go, I think he's going to be successful. I think he's going to get a free education. You know what I mean? I'm out of school with
the
no
whole
debt.
Ride.
Yeah.
Whole ride.
Man. Wherever you go, I'm happy, man. It's a bunch of little guys, and Cam ain't the only one. Let me tell you something. It's some athletes out of this little league program called the Jackson Redskins. Now, I wish y'all could just come out to one weekend, come to a game.
It sounds like shameless plug.
Oh, yeah, come on, Smith Wheel, man. Y'all come to a game, man. It's some awesome stuff, man. You'll see some stuff out there that make you forget all about college football.
Most definitely. Field. Support your youth sports, man. This goes out to everybody listening. If you have a child, even if you don't have a child, support your youth sports. It's an amazing thing to do, and every parent should do it and support someone in or around their life. It's very important.
Yeah, you'll get addicted, man. I'm telling you, you'll get addicted.
Oh, there's some good stuff out there. There's
some good stuff out there, man.
Entertainment news, what you guys got? I really don't want to get in the sausage party right now because it's going to be all day, but let me go ahead and say this. If you have not seen this $33 million lucky strike at the movies, please save your money.
This ain't luck, son.
Save your money and stream it online.
This ain't luck, son.
If you ever seen the Foul Mouth Smurfs, it is that times two. I won't hate on it. But I will say, it took me.
That's usually what you say right before you hate on
I know, right? Because I'm about to post some major salt. It took me 3 days. It took me 3 days to watch it. It was hard. It was a hard watch because it was just, in my opinion, and this is just me. I'm a movie guy. I'm not the best, but I'm damn good at what I do. It's a lot for the senses, man.
Hey, it's lewd and lascivious, to say the least. But all his movies are.
Percy thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Hey, look, all his movies are a little bit edgy, and he always goes overboard with the sexual connotations on them. But I will say, this movie has a message, and if you can sit through the,
if you can stomach the rest of it,
if you can stomach the rest of it
and watch it, I think it'll remind you a couple stories in your Bible or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it'll also remind you of how not to underbid $19 million. And for those who don't know that story, the animators were most definitely lowballed with a bid, and only they made the movie for $19 million, so it was impossible for them not to make the money back. But the animators, it was literally like, hey, somebody wrote a letter and it was like, this was not right, the conditions were awful. And I give credit to the movie studio for making up the difference and giving them a little bit more, but it shouldn't have never come to that, man.
Seth Rogen is a genius.
It wasn't even his movie. He just starred.
Oh, well, I thought it was his movie.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's his movie. It's not. Read the credits. It's not Seth Rogen's movie.
It's a Seth Rogen movie. I don't care. I'm not gonna spoil the movie for you. I'm gonna try not to. That's this first thing somebody say before they spoil the movie.
Right.
I'm not gonna spoil the movie. But there's a message in this movie, man. There's a message in this movie, and it goes through the human experience, man, with Dogma. It covers that so well.
Put the kids to bed.
Put the kids to bed.
Put them to bed, and do not ever let them watch this. This is so not kid friendly. It's just, man, if you let your kid watch this, I judge you as a parent.
Hey, man,
DHS,
put the kids to bed. Let your wife watch Sausage Party. Then watch the movie Sausage Party. Hey, look, I say.
That was a pretty good one. Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah. Most definitely, local news as we continue. Need we even get into it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have nothing to do this weekend, make sure you take some time out and go and patron and visit the Jackson Zoo. It is a great place to be. It is a lot of fun things to do. It is a family oriented and friendly atmosphere, and it has also lost its accreditation. So much for that 1% sales tax, simply because, and Rob made a very great point on the post today, it's not that they lost accreditation, it's simply that the money the city was previously given is no longer the amount they vowed to give.
Yeah, it lost $250,000, got cut out of their budget, so...
I wonder why.
They declined to, I guess, almost renew their accreditation. So they just kind of pulled away from it, from that organization.
And it's just...
That does their accreditation to just, you know, to kind of focus on making up ground on that $250,000 that they lost.
Yeah. I really just...
$250,000.
A quarter mil. They lost a quarter mil trying to figure out how to make up for it.
And figure
their efforts are better served trying to figure out how we're going to get this quarter mil back.
So between that cool quarter mil and those six unmarked city cars that are riding around with unauthorized personnel in them, hey.
Picking up kids in Ridgeland.
Hey, can we ever get right? I'm concerned.
At least they didn't do a $300,000 study to figure out how they lost it to me.
You know what?
There you go.
I just wonder, who came up with that principle? So, you know what? Let's pay somebody to study this and give us the report for an awesome amount of money.
I need that job.
I want to work for you.
Hey, I'm going to study the streets of Jackson. Get some asphalt. Throw it. When you step in the street, throw it everywhere. Wherever you see. We'll roll it later. Just put it out there.
Just throw it everywhere.
Okay, I'm going to. Okay, let me see. What else can we study? Okay, I'm going to study JPS. Nah, I ain't studying JPS.
Yeah, they need a break right. They need a prayer and a break right now in JPS. And I'm really hoping they get it together. It's most definitely a rough time, man.
See, JPS.
I found out another funny thing. Tell me why. And this is a very viable source that I have, that Kelly Services was doing temporary hiring for Jackson Public School District. Why? Does Jackson Public School District not have an office that hires and fires people? Why are you contracting Kelly Services that contracts out jobs at Nissan to contract hiring teachers?
Man, follow the money, man.
Man, this is just...
Follow the money. Nissan is here for a reason. Kelly Services is here for a reason.
I'm so disgusted in my city politics sometimes, man.
Follow the money. But I just say this, like the Keith Stamp says... JPS is a pig, is a goose that will lay a bunch of golden eggs for a bunch of folks in Rankin County and Madison County. We cannot let this school district fall to where it's out of our control, because that's a lot of money. And you're going to have the same folks who are doing all the contracts for that for that prison with Epps gonna end up doing all your contracts for your kids,
cool. Man.
Yeah, all right.
You won't have a say in the matter.
You won't have a say.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is the Roundtable. Thank you for tuning in. I want to take this time to most definitely give you guys a shout out for being our best listeners ever. We also want to do something to give back. For those of you who are listening, tell a friend to tell a friend, both male and female. We have a contest. First, I'll give you the prize. The prize will be jailbroken fire sticks.
Damn, bro.
Yes.
I did.
And for those who don't understand what this little device is, I'll just say this. Tell your cable company to kiss your ass.
You gone.
you gone with this little device. But I wanted to do it to just get some entertaining factors and get people involved more with the show. So we'll give away two, and the way we'll do it is this. We often talk about the male and female perspective of a lot of things, and especially with single life and dating. But what I want to do is this. Ladies, email us at latenightjackson@gmail.com. Attention, the round table. Give us your five best pickup lines when you're hitting on men. And fellas, give us your five best pickup lines when you're hitting on ladies. We'll pick the winner. We'll read them live on the show, and we'll pick the winner. The winners, free fire sticks. What you guys think?
Hey.
I think it's going to be some pretty entertaining reads, because I know there are some comics around here when it comes to picking up on people and trying to shoot game. I was with my lady at a comedy club, and a gentleman was sitting beside her trying to get her down, and literally she was on her phone. He went to her. He grabbed her phone, scrolled through her Facebook page, and added himself as a friend. Nigga, what? What type of creep life is this?
Nah, man,
like, it's some crazy some guns out here, man. But you know, hey, the more power to you. I still got it, Doc.
I don't know, I ain't about all that, man.
It'll be entertaining, man. I think our listeners will most definitely send in some good funny things. We encourage you to be funny, most definitely.
I think I'm too old for lines or something. I'll be like,
hey. Pickup lines.
But sometimes it's not even pickup lines. People just say truthful things like, hey.
Like, what's your credit score?
Right.
Right. Spare the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Spare the moment. That's the best, man.
Like, for real.
Hey, let's get out of here and get the Waffle House.
Make it easy, man.
Yeah.
Right. You hungry? I'm hungry. We should go get us some meat together.
Yeah. Anything.
It's the craziest thing, man. Late Night Jackson, once again, this is the Roundtable, man. I am your host, Eddie Wright. Joined again by the most unusual suspects, Brother Percy Donaldson and Rob Benson. Any final words, guys, before we close the episode out tonight?
Hey, man, we ain't got a lot to lose, but, you know.
Black Lives Matter,
and let's not lose it with Trump at the head. Let's lose it with somebody else.
Yeah, for real. Stick with the devil, you know.
Hey, look, yeah, stick with the devil, you know.
I ain't looking for a new devil. Stick with the devil.
I got me a devil. I ain't looking for a new devil.
Right.
Shut up. That's real life.
Go see Sausage Party.
Stream this movie.
Don't give them motherfuckers
another damn.
Go to his house or her house. Heart.
If you're drunk or you high this weekend and ain't nowhere else to go, go see Sausage Party.
It'll trip you out. I think you
see. Yeah. Or if you want to get high after.
Yeah. Hey.
Once again, we are the Roundtable, guys. We are signing off tonight. And always remember, iron sharpens iron.
Damn. Peace out.
Damn right.
Hey, man, I'm good. I like
that. That went fast. Yeah, that went fast.